This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. It was in the musical Camelot, which was the movie, when King Pellinore, who was played by Lionel Jeffries, advises Arthur, who is played by Richard Harris, that the uglier the truth, the truer the friend who tells you. And here we are with just a few mere weeks before the year changes. We have to confront an ugly truth. 2020 is just prelude to crises and conflicts to come. And when they end, when that's going to be over with, I don't know. The 2020s may prove a troubled decade. I don't pretend to have a crystal ball. But there are matters we can be sure of. You need only look at the scene, the wreckage, really, of 2020 to understand that America faces the gravest risk. More grave than we've ever faced in our existence as a free and united country in 160 years. From the vantage point of 2019, we been told what to expect in 2020, a lot of that would have been dismissed as fiction. I remember at SHOT Show we just had heard about coronavirus. I did not know at the time that I was in the middle of catching it, and I was quite dismissive of it. Yet here we are at the end of 2020, and the year's facts, especially the way we've reacted to certain stimuli, put the fiction to shame. A viral contagion exported from mainland China that amounts to an act of aggression, followed by draconian state shutdowns that have violated our rights and devastated businesses and jobs, and the destruction and ransacking of blue cities at the provocation of certain leftist groups and with the tacit blessings of the Democrats. The propaganda machine, known as the mainstream media, they went into hyperdrive to support a visibly declining Joe Biden, Biden whose resume is a testament to low character and corruption, censorship, coordinated speech suppression across social media, in order to impose a narrative to aid Biden's and the Democrats' election prospects. Then there's the machinations of the deep state to depose a newly elected president and possibly thwart his reelection. And the capstone event, historic elections fraud that's near stealing the presidency from the rightful winner, President Donald J. Trump. And this last item, particularly, is a stunning subversion of Americans' constitutional right to select their leader. It's the last event that should finally blow the lid off of the national pressure cooker. See, that's the problem with a pressure cooker. Unless you relieve that pressure, which they're designed for that to happen, something is going to vent. As all of this evidence is assembled from battleground states, and that evidence is ordered and rendered in a clearer perspective, the magnitude of this purely evil deed, the utter betrayal of our Constitution, is going to be grasped by more Americans more profoundly. Not all. Some are blissfully unaware. But a growing number. And if this attack on free and fair elections stands, this is the stuff of war, whatever the form. Or at the minimum, it's fodder for open-ended civil strife. Scott S. Powell wrote in American Thinker about a week ago, "The American people cannot allow fraudulent election results or even the appearance of such to stand. It undermines the Constitution and demoralizes the citizenry. When people lose confidence in the integrity of elections, their respect for government is eroded, and their willingness to comply with the laws it legislates is undermined." So, if this presidential elections fraud succeeds, 74 million that we're allowed to know of, 74 million citizens will have their votes nullified. With this act of disenfranchisement be other than war by other means? That, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of countries in Europe don't have that many citizens in it. Such historic elections theft amounts to a coup d'etat, rigged software, and avalanches of phony ballots have replaced bullets as the means of waylaying the people's will. The rule of law and the democratic process are just, you know, laying on the roadside. Victims of war. There are only two possible results to this current crisis. Both are incendiary. Biden's handlers brazen out their crimes because GOP legislatures and the U.S. Supreme Court have failed to rectify the offenses. Or Republican legislators do their duty and or the court's five originalist judges uphold the Constitution, giving the presidency to the rightful winner, Donald J. Trump. A Trump victory may eventually have a happy ending, but in righting this grievous wrong, that's going to be a rough road. The Civil War ended with the Union holding and slavery abolished, but the price paid getting there was expensive. It was stiff, and it took a century to dissipate hard feelings and end Democrat-sanctioned apartheid in the South. We very much are two peoples living in one nation. And this division is stark. And these disputed elections will drive us further apart. The criminal enterprise spearheaded by the Democrats will resume warfare not only on a victorious president, but on us. And this criminal coalition is going to be really angry that their evil design has been, cast aside. But by their logic, only temporarily. Because the prize for this little unholy alliance that we live with now remains the same. Seize power for their gain and to rule over us. These rogues, they deserve some credit because their power lust makes them relentless. They're never going to quit, meaning we need to defeat them so thoroughly that re-engaging the fight is kamikaze crazy. Mob violence, which would resume, isn't a tantrum as some dainty conservatives have characterized it. This trivializes billions of dollars in property destruction and violence against innocents, including cops, who are becoming scarcer in Democrat-run cities. And you can bet that the mongrels of war will be loosed with a vengeance. What about the deep state? At the very least, the bad players at the CIA and FBI principally would stay on offense, hoping to stave off the resolute initiatives brought by Trump to thoroughly clean out the viper's nests. Democrats will hold a slim majority in the U.S. House. Pelosi, those harpies Tlaib and Omar and Presley and Ocasio-Cortez, Adam Schiff, the Democratic chief psychotic, and a slew of other power grubbers would make endless mischief for this president. COVID will continue as an all-purpose excuse for blue state shutdowns, and with Trump installed at the White House, Democrat governors would hope that continuing to subtract blue states from the national economic mix depresses the economy overall. But if Biden's handlers steal the election, Trump's America won't riot because we're civil. We may exercise too much patience for our own good, as a matter of fact, to be honest with you. Protest, yes. From the instant Joe Biden finishes the oath of office, he becomes the pretender president for tens of millions of patriots. Trump won't pass his days on the links at Mar-a-Lago. He'll remain the leader of half of America, who are unreconciled to the Republic's subversion, which continues to make him a target for the Democrats and the left. His tax returns will be plundered and attempts made to criminalize him and his family. They want to eliminate any remembrance of him. They want to eliminate any remembrance for you, and they want to remind you never, ever to stand up to them again. But what do we do if we're attacked? How far are we going to allow them to push? I think we're reaching that point, slowly, but steadily. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I want to take a quick moment to congratulate Brian Decker out of New York State. He contacted me on Facebook to let me know that he had managed to secure a New York State pistol permit, which I know is no small feat in New York State. Good for you, sir. Way to go. Whenever somebody in New York does something like that, I find that to be quite noteworthy, because that's perseverance. Now, what is good for everybody in New York, including Mr. Decker, who's gotten his pistol permit, is that this stands as a check against certain things that a lot of people, you know, sort of forget sometimes. A lot of people forget, unfortunately, that with no Second Amendment, there is no First, Fourth. We can throw Third in there, but we don't normally. There's not too much birthing of foreign soldiers in people's homes right now to worry too much about. So that one sort of, but you know, still one of the Bill of Rights, right? So it's interesting to see the other attitudes that come out of New York, like Steve Cole. He's a staff writer for The New Yorker and a chaired professor of journalism at the Columbia University Graduate School of Journalism. That used to mean something, but journalism has lost all of that cachet, and no one exemplifies that more than Mr. Cole. And I say this because Mr. Cole openly states that free speech is not about challenging journalists. If you scan through his New Yorker portfolio, his articles bear titles like, "Why? What does Trump get out of contesting Biden's win?" With a little bit of a, you know, stuff like, "The election was not close and the president's claims of voter fraud are merely a distraction from it for his many recent failures." And "The case for dumping the Electoral College. Trump's presidency and the risk that it will recur despite its persistent unpopularity reflects a deeper malignancy in our Constitution that must be addressed." I don't have a problem with Mr. Cole having a viewpoint that is diametrically opposed to mine or Mr. Decker's. But his problem, as with so many so-called journalists in America, is the pretense that journalists have no viewpoint. That is, they represent a perfectly neutral default setting for normal American politics. And it's just that everything to the right of them is evil. They're normal, and everything else is evil. And as a bias appears in an interview he did on MSNBC's Morning Joe, about that first article I mentioned, why Trump is fighting the media's calling the election for Biden, the interview focused on a statement he made in his article about Trump's legacy, is his no longer ambiguous disdain for elections and the Constitution. You should remember this, because this means Mr. Cole speaks for the Constitution. If you watched this interview, which, you know, we're not going to play it here, because playing a TV interview on radio, which I've done before, is unfun. But anyway, the interviewer grappled with the fact that the media is no longer dominated by a few big corporations that impact things. And the problem, she says, is that in a fragmented marketplace, companies can't just shut down everything by themselves. Instead, alternative platforms such as Reddit and 4chan report things the media used to censor. So she asked Cole what he thinks the big platforms such as Facebook need to do, in your view, to actually help solve some of this. And some of this, I guess, was referring to free speech unconstrained by corporate media outlets. Cole conceded that the homogenous past setup that media used to have wasn't all a good thing, and that Facebook is a disruptor. But Mr. Cole was troubled that Facebook wants to make money and is acting as a kind of public square. And he said, "And to expect that is going to adjust its motivations to preserve democracy or to do the right thing all the time is just naive." But Cole, who approves of Facebook's censoring pro-Trump speech, said that Facebook did have a better election in 2020 than they did in 2016. You see, Mr. Cole opposes what he calls Zuckerberg's, quote, "profound support," end quote, for free speech. Says Mr. Cole, those of us in journalism have to come to terms with the fact that free speech, a principle that we hold sacred, is being weaponized against the principles of journalism. Let's take a moment, if we can, to unpack that. Facebook spent months censoring conservative thought, and for Colin as federal journalist, though, that wasn't enough. For him, any challenge to a journalist's speech violates constitutional principles about free speech, which is an Orwellian anti-definition of free speech, by the way. And it's not just Cole. It's not just him, you know. Something called California Next Door Feed. People were commenting about NPR's piece about Parler, a site that dares to post unmediated, uncensored speech. Innumerable comments show the same. Orwellian view Cole advances free speech as opposed to curated, censored, controlled speeches as a sure sign of fascism. He said, we must be very aware to curtail the current Nazi movement in the United States. So, you know, here we have... And this is a typical trick used a lot in gun control. Here we have somebody projecting. Because what he's saying is that uncurated, uncensored speech is fascist. And that what they're doing, which is essentially propaganda, by massaging it or you know, taking it and homogenizing it or however you want to put it, that makes it better. Which clears the way for these political terms like assault weapon, gun violence. Now, he continued, I'm glad NPR ran this. It's important to know about the dangers that threaten democracy and encourage fascism. As long as the FBI and CIA monitor the site for domestic terrorists, I'm totally good with all the Q-Trumpers sequestered and echoing their tropes outside of general public view. And, you know, John Brennan, to the contrary, the CIA is not supposed to be doing that. And just when did leftists decide government police are the good guys? So here we have this party that stands for statism, thought control, and censorship, and insists that any speech that challenges their ideas isn't free at all. It's fascism. Only pre-approved leftist views can be freely stated, making them free speech. Now, George Orwell wrote 1984 as a warning, not an instruction manual. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott.
I am thrilled to report that the FDA has authorized the Pfizer vaccine.
President Trump spoke from the White House just moments after approval.
We have given Pfizer and other companies a great deal of money, hoping this would be the outcome, and it was. On behalf of the American people, I'd like to thank all of the brilliant scientists, technicians, doctors, and workers who made this all possible.
Healthcare workers and nursing home residents are expected to receive the first doses early next week. The virus has killed nearly 300,000 Americans. The U.S. Supreme Court has rejected a bid by Texas and other Republican-led states to overturn President-elect Joe Biden's victory in last month's election. The justices on Friday evening refused the case filed by the state of Texas on Monday against four swing states whose votes favored Biden. The Electoral College meets on Monday to formally elect Biden as the next president. USA Radio News. Virginia's governor is not a fan of churches, especially during a pandemic.
Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, he's a Democrat, announced new coronavirus restrictions on Thursday and offered some advice for Virginians of faith and practicing their faith.
This year, we need to think about what is truly the most important thing. Is it the worship or the building? For me, God is wherever you are. You don't have to sit in the church pew for God to hear your prayers. Worship outside or worship online is still worship.
The governor also calling on faith leaders to lead the way and set an example. The governor, without proof, also blamed the spread of the virus in Virginia on congregations that he said acted carelessly in observing health precautions. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. The gun debate here in the United States is about to enter a new chapter if Biden is sworn in. After 4 years under Trump, in which gun control advocates developed a long wish list for reform amid a spate of large-scale rampage killings in places like Las Vegas, El Paso, and Parkland, Florida. But this hope that somehow magically Joe Biden is this anti-gun messiah who's going to usher in a new era of restrictions on firearms is very unlikely because of the same polarization in Washington that has tripped up similar efforts under past administrations. See, this is the problem with the Democrats. They're always conveniently willing to forget history. The items on the agenda, largely relegated to the political shelf in recent years, include renewing a ban on AR-style rifles, which is to mean semi-automatic, box magazine-fed weapons. Universal background checks, which is to mean registry. Restrictions on high-capacity magazines, which is impossible to possibly even track and figure out how many is out there. Nobody knows who's got them. And a federal red flag law designed to prevent people at risk of harming themselves or others from purchasing a firearm, which is not what red flag owners do. They actually take whatever you got to. But virtually all of those will require Congress to act. And regardless of the outcome in the two Senate seats in Georgia that will determine which party holds the majority in that chamber, it's going to be a tall order to get a majority of lawmakers on board. Because, once again, the thing about lawmakers, the thing about people in politics today, especially on the federal level, is that they make a lot of money for not doing very much at all. And that's a pretty good job. This is why a lot of people, I mean, if you look at politicians today, as soon as they win an election, they start planning for their re-election. So one key reason that's going to slow everybody down is that because the issues have become so polarized. And years ago, gun politics used to cross party lines, and it was easier for Republicans and Democrats to find common ground because the Democrats weren't crazy. You know, it was a much kindler, gentler Democrat back then. Matt Grossman, an associate professor at Michigan State University and director of its Institute for Public Policy and Social Research, who follows gun politics, said it used to be a cross-cutting issue. There used to be Democrats who were very pro-gun and Democratic legislators who won districts in part on their pro-gun views. And you just don't have that anymore. Then there's the number of weapons, firearms in the system today, in circulation today. That has mushroomed in the past 12 years, starting on Obama's administration, when gun owners feared he would push through significant restrictions, which we learned real quick how that actually works. It continued unabated during Trump's long term and in the first years of his tenure. We've amassed firearms amid fears about new gun measures following mass killings, rampage killings. Then came the civil unrest and the economic turmoil and the pandemic, which propelled unknown buying sprees. And with the pandemic dominating the conversation, guns took a back seat in the 2020 election, which was convenient because, you know, that would have been quite the tell for the Democrats. But, you know, gun control groups, though, still want to be heard. And for one, they want universal background checks that would require the review for virtually every sale of a firearm and a ban on online sales of firearms, ammunition, and parts. Now, just to reiterate, universal background checks are impossible to enforce without a national federal gun registry. There would be massive civil disobedience on that one. This would be, in a lot of cases, this would turn out to be something where this might become a 10th Amendment issue. Because some states do have registries and some states don't. But, I mean, in states like New York, where it's easier to impose certain laws on a local level than it is on a federal level. But in states like New York, where they have a registry in place as part of the SAFE Act, they've never been able to get past 4, 5, 6% compliance on that registration. So universal background checks, which is actually them wanting to know who has the guns and where, that dies. Then the online sales of firearms. You can go and buy a gun at Bud's Gun Shop online, pay them. It's going to be shipped from Bud's Gun Shop to an FFL near you, and then you have to take a background check. You can't, if you don't live where Bud's Gun Shop is, for example, if you don't live in the state, you cannot go there and buy the gun if it's a handgun. So it has to be shipped to an FFL near you. So one way or the other, it's coming to your state, if you're going to actually take possession of it, it's coming to your state, and you're going to go through a background check. As far as ammunition and parts, well, you know, this is all part of a program for them to make it just as hard as they can on us. Among the legislative proposals, the one viewed as having some bipartisan support is a federal red flag law that would make it easier to temporarily confiscate guns from someone deemed a risk to themselves or others. But it's unconstitutional. It does away with due process. Fewer than 24 states have such laws on the books. Then the gun control groups are also underscoring the fears they have about the abundance of guns in homes of Americans. They worry about the toll it will have on households where firearms are present, both through murder, suicides, and suicide. As if guns are used in murder, they don't cause murder. Guns are used in suicide, they don't cause suicide. during a news conference day before yesterday, I think it is, announcing their priorities for Biden to take executive action on guns, Every Town for Gun Safety cited statistics that show calls into domestic violence hotlines and suicide hotlines up, and gun violence in cities on the rise. Their list of priorities includes restricting access to untraceable ghost guns and cracking down on people who are able to purchase a firearm if the FBI background check isn't conducted within the required 3 business days. The need for action is urgent. This was already a public health crisis before COVID arrived, and the pandemic has made things far worse. There are other steps Biden could take administratively. They want to require, like, one thing they might bring back is require the Social Security Administration to provide information to the gun-buying background check system on recipients with mental disorders so severe they cannot work or handle their own benefit checks. That would affect an estimated 75,000 beneficiaries. Now, that's not really going to affect anybody that actually wants a gun. See? But what this does, it starts us down the slope. But the most coveted piece, of course, is the ban on assault weapons. And Biden played a big role in pushing that through, and he has pledged to push for another ban. But much has changed since that happened. We've had the Heller decision. We've got a new court. The number of AR platform type rifles out there has more than doubled, maybe tripled. And, you know, this is one of those guns that is in common use. The other interesting thing that I'm watching from the sidelines is that they are beginning, the long knives are coming out for Dianne Feinstein for some reason. I guess she's lived past her shelf life and it's time for her to be done. Regardless of what happens, you know, the courts will become active, and, you know, should all of this come to pass, there's a big group of guys ready to go. Second Amendment Foundation's ready to go. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One more time. Here we go. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You guys, I don't know if you can tell it. I had dental surgery done this week, and I'm having to work very carefully because I still have some numbness in my jaw. And I'm having to control my face while I do this. I don't know if you can tell that. Probably can't. Probably shouldn't have even told you that part. Coming out of the New York Times, we get this, a recent article titled, Bravado, Self-Defense, Fear, Why These Young Men Carry Guns. And in it, they talk about the 2020 gang violence spike in the city and somehow tie it all into being the fault of what they believe is a world representative of the gun culture. The article starts out, more than 1,730 people have been shot so far this year as of November 29th, double the number for the same period a year ago, a level of gun violence not seen in 15 years. And they're actually sitting around in New York City right now going, what's going on? Most of the gun-related crime is, surprise, gang-related. COVID is also having an effect. Of course, de Blasio defunded, took up $1.5 billion of the NYPD budget, and that went somewhere else. And, I do realize there's some truth to economic downturns being tied to increases in crime, but the issues at play in New York aren't really that simple. Most of the people in New York that live and work in New York are very energetic. They have to be. Because it's like Sinatra says, if you can make it there, you can make it anywhere. So most of the people that live there are actually quite motivated. And in the moments of an economic turndown, the first thing they're not going to be turning to initially is they're not going to be looking around going, all right, I got to go knock off a liquor store. It's not that simple. The police say that feuds between street crews over turf and drug deals are driving most of the violence, which, stands to reason. A single gang feud in Brooklyn has been blamed for 26 deaths. These conflicts have been made worse by the pandemic's economic and emotional toll on low-income families. Well, if you shut down the city and all of the law-abiding people are going to kowtow to the edicts of King de Blasio, then that means that the criminals will come out. They're going to come out and play. And when it's easier and there's nobody there and everything else, yeah, well, the situation is going to deteriorate. But the next sentence makes me think the New York Times has little to no grasp of cultural differences and violence norms in New York, let alone America. They say, but the authorities said they are also grappling with a deep-rooted gun culture in the city's poor neighborhoods, where some young men carry firearms not just to commit crimes, but also in a misguided attempt to protect themselves. You know, we're talking about New York City here, right? But then they get to point fingers at the other state's allegedly lax gun control laws. They say black market guns usually bought in other states with lax laws and smuggled to New York City in cars were easy to buy on the street, where they cost anywhere between $300 to $1,000. If only all states were strictly regulated as New York. But then comes the fun part. And I'm going to try to pronounce this individual's name correctly. Basami Spate, one of the authors of the study cited in the article, presents his take on the root of New York's gun violence problem. Spate said guns have long been mythologized, in the United States, equated in popular culture with self-reliance and power, and it was no different in densely populated cities. Mr. Spate said, this is about America embracing the gun culture. This is an American problem. Now, one thing they miss, which I would say is curious, but it isn't, is, and neither Spate nor Edgar Sandoval, who wrote the article, mentioned the fact the city now has a zero bail policy that releases criminals almost as soon as they've been charged. I've already mentioned the $1.5 billion cut out of the NYPD budget. And nobody's asking the question, hey, could either of these factors be part of what's going on in New York with a 14-year high in the number of shootings? Maybe it's just more convenient to package this problem as part of America's mysterious gun culture. Gun culture, I'm not going to say it's a double-edged knife, but what it is, and here's a new flash from Mr. Spate as well, this is about criminals behaving criminally and a violent subculture of violence that has been part of a society for a very long time. The nature of man has not changed ever since the days of Cain and Abel. We do have nicer things to, you know, ride around in, live in, eat, drink, gather our information with. It's quite the modern era. It's cool to be alive today. But as far as the nature of man is concerned, there literally is no way to legislate that. There's no way to legislate morality. It isn't about embracing the gun culture. The gun culture is a detail on the journey. It's following a way of life where it's all about survival. Kill or be killed. And the mindset is that there's no way out, which, by the way, has been set in place by leftist policy. They feel this way in these inner cities, because they don't have family, they don't have economic opportunity, they don't have educational opportunity. Violence isn't gun culture, which, you know, means that gun culture isn't violent. Guns are simply inanimate objects that many criminals choose to wield to exert power and influence, because it's easier to get a gun than it is to become, a decent wielder of axe handle foo, or to become a Filipino knife fighter. It's easier to have a gun than it is to be an MMA fighter. Criminals also use knives and blunt objects of fists and feet, and it would be fantastic if the mainstream media and the anti-gun left in general were capable of grasping the reality of the situation. But that's not part of their interest. It's not part of their narrative. It has nothing to do with stopping criminals. It has nothing to do with saving these generations of, while they're out there chanting Black Lives Matter, at the same time, they have consigned thousands, tens of thousands of young Black American men in the inner cities to death. Which, to me, they can sit out there and tell me all day long, well, if you're white, you're racist. Okay. Well, I don't agree. And the other thing that I'm going to tell you is that that's projection. You're racist. You're the racist ones. I'd like to see you go stop something in Chicago. Stop these kids killing each other. Go do that now. Criminals, though, are going to act criminally. And the tools they use are not to blame for their criminal behavior. It would be also nice if they understood, on the left, that illegally obtained firearms wielded by criminal hands are not the same as legally obtained firearms owned, carried, and used by law-abiding gun owners. But I digress on that one. Now, I guess the question becomes, since our betters in journalism have gotten out there after they've tried to subvert everything and give us our opinion, do you honestly believe that gun culture, American gun culture, which you are a part of, has anything to do with gang culture? I would submit to you that it does not. But, you know, I'm not a journalist. I would get told that anytime. If I were to ask, I'd be like, hey, am I a journalist? Nope, you're on radio. You didn't go to journalism school. Well, yeah, but look at you. One thing that I never get tired of, though, is watching how far they will take a point, no matter how ridiculous it turns out to be, and run with that while we're supposed to be sitting there going, yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's what they expect us to do. That's what they think we're supposed to be doing. They're going to give us our opinion. And if we'll just take it, then they'll just enslave us. So, stay alert. Be aware. I'll be back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.